Case number 12719, Terry Loki seeks variances from the side yard setback requirement for existing and proposed structures, sections 115-42 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Terrace Road within the Holly Ridge Terrace subdivision. The 911 address is 30347 Terrace Road in Ocean View. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 9, Parcel 182. The applicant is seeking a 5-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed shed. We have also added, for some existing structures, a 0.88-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback for the existing dwelling, a 1.3-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback for the existing dwelling, and a 3.75-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback for an existing shed. And we
Good
have
evening.
One letter of support. I apologize.
Okay. Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Okay. I see your name and address for the record.
Terry Loki, 30347 Terrace Road, Ocean View.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
So I bought this property 2.5 years ago. There is an existing shed that is 12 by 14 that sits about 2 feet from the property line. It's deteriorating, and I would like to tear it down and put up a new shed. The new shed we're looking at is a 14 wide by 24 foot long. Pine Ridge Barns is the shed we're looking at. Basically, I just would like a variance to, because the shed we're looking at is 2 feet wider, I would like to move it further to the property line. The existing shed is about 2 feet from the property line, so it would be maybe 6 inches off the property line. I can't move it any further away from the property line because the access to my backyard is about 8 feet wide from the existing shed and the porch that's already there. So I can't move it any further into the yard, so I just want to move it 2 feet further to the property line.
I just want to make sure, because Ms. Norwood, I think you said it was a 5-foot variance that was being proposed for the proposed shed.
Yes, because the request stated, I'm requesting that the shed be placed on the property line.
Oh, on the property. Okay. Yeah. All right. Gotcha. Thank you.
Maybe 6 inches off, but basically on the property line.
Okay.
I have a letter of support from our next door neighbors. Their shed actually backs up to our shed, and they don't have a problem with us putting the shed 2 feet closer to the backside of their shed. We have no HOA, so that's not an issue. Just requesting the variance.
Questions from the board?
How are you going to maintain that and stay on your property, that side of it? How are you going to cut the grass? How would you, what kind of materials are made for? I'm familiar with Pine Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
Is it wood or is it going to be wood?
It is wood.
How are you going to power wash that and maintain that? And
the backside of it?
The part going to basically butt up against your neighbor's property.
I wouldn't. Basically, it backs up to my neighbor's shed, so I wouldn't need to power wash it or anything.
How'd you cut the grass?
There'll be no grass in between. I mean, right now it's gravel, I guess. We don't need to maintain that side of the property of the shed. The existing shed now.
Did you look into a smaller shed?
Yes. my boyfriend is in commercial construction and he needs a larger space to keep some of his tools. So that's why he wanted a larger shed. And we actually tore down, there was another shed on the property that we've torn down. So we lack storage area.
Ma'am?
Yes.
So when you bought the property, there was three sheds?
Yes.
Okay. You've already torn one down, and you're getting ready to tear another one down?
Yes.
And replace it?
Yes.
Is your neighbor's shed, when you say it backs up, is theirs also against the property line?
Theirs is right on the property. It's actually two sheds side by side that are right on the property line.
Interesting. Okay.
And again, That's how I bought the property.
Okay, and what you're proposing is to have, it looks like about a 6-foot space between your dwelling and your new shed. Does that sound right?
It's 6 to 8, I think it's about 8 feet.
Right now it'd be mm-hmm. about 8 feet, but right. with a wider shed, it's hard to tell, but you've got 14-foot wide shed.
Right, that's why I wanted to move it 2 feet closer to the property line.
Yeah, according to your survey, your house is just over 20 feet from the property line, so it leaves mm-hmm. a 6-foot gap. Why do you need a 6-foot pathway between your shed and your house?
To get the mower back there, first of all.
Okay. Have you considered just putting your shed over against the deck and taking your lawnmower the other way so you don't have to have this big old variance?
There's actually a porch there now that was part of the property also when I bought it.
What's labeled deck on the back is a porch?
Yes.
Right.
Right.
But what I'm saying is why couldn't you put your shed up against the house or very close to it and then just have a pathway on the other side against your property line?
The entrance into the house, I don't have a front door to the house, really. So the entrance to the house comes up on that deck and then into the house.
Oh, you enter the house from the deck on the rear?
Yes.
So you don't have a front door?
I don't. Actually, there is on the front of the house on the right, I don't know what that says. I guess it says deck there also. There's another deck on the front right of the house, and there's a door into the house. But that is a bedroom, so it's not really a front door access.
Okay. Does your existing house have a garage?
It has a carport.
Is the carport still there or is it gone?
The carport is there, and in order to put the shed, if we keep it 24 feet, it's right in front of the shed. So we need to, actually we're going to take out a section of the carport
to get
the shed in, yeah.
Do you actually remove part of the carport to get the shed in?
No, we're actually moving part of the carport so we can put a lengthier shed in.
Okay. All right. Do you have a variance, or do you need a variance for the carport?
Again, it was there when I bought it. I don't know.
Question for the staff. Do we know anything about this carport?
I'm going to say no. It didn't show on the...
Is the carport part of the house, or is it a separate detached?
It's a separate structure. It's a metal structure.
Ma'am,
see, I don't know, in one of the other pictures.
Is it represented by where the 135 is?
Let's see. Yes, that is it.
Okay.
And the property is very narrow, so I don't have a lot of other choices to put mm-hmm. the shed.
But in order to be able to get the shed in that you're proposing to bring in, I'm sorry, Mr. Wolfel.
Go ahead.
Anyway, the ability to get that size shed in, you're going to have to do something with the carport.
I think when they were talking to us about the shed, building the shed, they could bring it in parts. Okay. So the carport could stay there. But if we needed to, we can pull it forward because it is freestanding. Okay. Very interesting property.
The shed that you want to get, does the mm-hmm. the side of the shed that faces that you want to place right on the property line,
mm-hmm.
does the roof on your shed have an overhang past the wall?
No, it does not.
Okay, so the wall, it goes straight up from the wall and then there's roof and there's no
overhang.
And then
there's roofing. It'll look like this.
Is that in our packet?
No. Because we're altering that, this picture has a second floor. We're not putting a second floor in it. It's just
okay.
The shed.
I couldn't see the picture, but that's it.
Yeah.
I'll take your word
okay.
for it that there's no overhang.
No.
So we have an A-frame roof on the shed that you're proposing, a pitch roof?
Yes.
Okay. Will the, if this is approved, will the water from the roof shed onto the, sorry for the pun,
mm-hmm.
onto the neighbor's property on 183.
I guess it would because it doesn't look like it has a gutter. The existing roof is a metal roof.
Okay. Okay.
So, and there's no gutter on that also, and that doesn't seem to be a problem.
And I guess likewise, your neighbor's shed probably
right.
comes over to you.
Yes.
To you.
Mm-hmm. Even more
okay.
so.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Try. I just want to understand this a little better. The survey that you have, the
yes.
shed on the right-hand side, opposite, is that still there?
Or no.
Is that one of the ones
was,
you removed?
That was removed.
Okay. Why couldn't you put the shed on the other side?
We have a... It's an open air tiki bar area that we place there. That there's
Did
really
you move
no.
that to the other side and move the shed to there?
No, it was done. It was done with tiki leaves, and it cannot be moved.
One other question, if you mm-hmm. know, this bulkhead, are there dead men from that bulkhead that go back into your property to hold it in place?
There are. I don't know if there any are in that spot.
Okay.
And I don't, you can see it, I put 16 feet, I don't want to move it any further toward the lagoon, so it's really in the same place as, it'll be the same distance from the existing shed, from the water.
There's a standard number three, not created by the applicant. So you have a shed, and you're putting another shed in, which I understand,
mm-hmm.
but you're choosing to put it right on the property line.
Correct.
How is that not created by you?
Okay. I guess I was thinking when I answered that question, I was thinking just the location of the present home and the deck that. That wasn't created by me, the location of the house. But you're right. I guess it is.
Mr. Sharp?
Well, you know, that's a pretty significant point because one of the things mm-hmm. this board has to, you have to meet all five criteria to be created by the uniqueness of the property,
mm-hmm.
not due to someone's desires of how they want to necessarily develop the property.
Okay.
So that's something that you should probably keep in mind.
All right.
We're also seeking variances for two existing structures, the dwelling and the shed on the other side of the property.
Yeah, I saw the notes on the, and what I didn't know what
is,
that meant.
What happens is when staff gets a survey mm-hmm. that shows structures on the property, this we will pick up those other structures that are there for completeness.
Okay.
And what I believe staff found was that dwelling and that shed also needed variances. Now the dwelling only needed a 0.88 on the one side and 1.3, which is close to what would be allowed for an administrative variance. And the shed was needed a 3.75 foot variance. The shed on the other side, the existing shed.
The existing shed that's no longer there.
That one is gone?
Yes.
Okay. So the only shed then would be the one that is, so we don't need a variance for that shed.
Right.
Then.
Correct.
Okay. So,
and then, and I guess the other numbers you mentioned were the side of my house.
Yes.
That there should have been a variance
for
that.
On the north side.
Right.
Yeah. Now, you didn't place that house there, right?
No.
Have there been any complaints about the house?
No.
Okay. And you haven't made any additions or anything on that side of the house to expand
no.
it, so it's been in that same.
It's same as it's always been.
And has that house? Have you? It's been there since the 70s, I think, is what I saw in the packet. Is that right?
From what I understand, it was a mobile home. The center of the house is a mobile home, and then there's a front piece that they added on another. Mobile piece that they connected to the front, and then they built another room and then a porch on the back side, but not anything on the side as far as I know.
Right. One of the things that I think is also something that we look at with these mm-hmm. is that carport.
Mm-hmm.
There's, when I gather, nothing in the property records that indicate that carport was permitted. Did you place that carport or was it there from
that
prior?
Was already there also.
Okay. How close is that to the property line?
Probably about 2 feet, the same as the existing shed. Maybe even 3 feet.
So there would need to be a variance for that structure, I believe. And you had stated that as part of your presentation, this shed that's going to be constructed, you'd be removing part of that carport. Did I understand that right?
Yes.
Approximately how much of that carport would be removed?
4 feet. I think they're in 4 feet sections.
Okay, so 4 feet from the rear part of that carport?
I was just looking at him. Yes.
Have you looked at just removing the carport altogether and trying to configure the shed or some storage area that would accommodate your needs?
We have talked about that, but the problem is it's still because the access to my house is on the side of that porch, so I need a walkway area and a way to get my tractor, my lawnmower, to the backyard.
Have you looked somewhere closer to the front?
As in the front yard?
Or somewhere, it appears to me there's a lot of area.
It's a driveway.
Okay.
This whole area at the bottom, next to 135, that whole area is driveway.
And it looks like the front right-hand corner of your property is where there's either a paper or a real cul-de-sac. It's like a curved thing, that front corner I see.
Mm-hmm.
Does that cul-de-sac exist?
Where it's rounded at the corner?
Yeah.
The road goes further back to the last house, so I'm not really sure
why that's
there.
So it's just on paper?
I think it's just on paper, yes.
Do you have well and septic on this property?
Yes. I have a private well.
Where's that well located?
So this also was a shed right here, and that we actually moved to right here.
Is that still on there now?
Yes.
Okay.
And so I had a new well. The old well was actually in the shed area, and so I had a new well dug. It's about right there.
Seems like there's a lot on this property that we're not real sure. We don't have the site plan that we have is from
right
many years ago. And I don't think it necessarily shows everything that's on there. Do you have a site plan or a survey that shows a more recent depiction of what's on the property?
No, I don't. When I bought this house, they asked me if I wanted to use the survey rather than pay for a new survey, and I said it was fine with me. So at the time, we did not get a new survey.
Do you have any flooding in the rear yard?
No. No, my neighbors across the lagoon have been flooded, but my bulkhead is about 18 inches higher than theirs, and I've never had any flooding. Nor have the neighbors previous to me, as far as we know.
I don't have any further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, it does.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Anyone present that would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak to case 12719 from Ms. Terry Loki? Okay, thank you. At this time, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Motion to close. Are we doing a separate variance for the house?
The house, there's variances, as far as I can tell, we've got a 5-foot variance in the side yard for the proposed shed. There are two variances for the existing dwelling, and it appears to be a variance of 3 feet from the 5 feet side yard setback for the carport, but we don't have a drawing for that. So I'm just going off of what the applicant's testimony has been about the location of that carport. Ms. Norwood, there's no permit of record for that carport to
work. Not that I've seen.
Not surprised.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion. I'm going to move that we approve case number 12719 for Terry Loki for the requested variance for that existing shed on the right, for those two variances for the dwelling, for a 3-foot variance for the existing carport, and instead of the requested variance for the new dwelling, I'm going to motion that we do a 3-foot variance for that shed as well as for the carport.
And Mr. Werfel, I believe the shed on the north side, she had testified, was removed, so there was no need for that variance.
Yes, just the proposed shed in the carport would get 3-foot variances.
Gotcha.
Okay. The property has unique physical conditions due to its small size, the arc on the front, the bulkhead. There's numerous uniquenesses there. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variances represent the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Question. So, I need to understand what you're proposing, or in your motion, what you're proposing to approve with the new shed.
It has to be 2 foot off the property line, the 3-foot variance, same as the carport.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too. So the motion of 5-0.
So then my understanding, it has to be 2 feet from the property line?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So same as the existing shed?
Yes, in line.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Next case.